Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So I want to talk to you today about communication, and more specifically, the structure around communication. I had the pleasure of working with an amazing, amazing woman over the course of the last 2 weeks. And I got a call from somebody I respect very much at work. And she said, you know, I have this very, very dear friend that I'm working with or trying to help. And she's doing a local TED Talk. And would you mind helping her out? And she went on to say that this woman is as beautiful on the inside as she is on the outside, and that it would mean a lot to her if I could help. And she thought it would actually be incredibly rewarding for me to do the same. And it turns out it was, because this woman was just incredible. And so she is a licensed and a PhD psychologist. She has a practice, and she also runs a meditation studio. And so her topic for the TED Talk was centering around the benefits of meditation. And I thought it's something that's very close to me because I'm a meditator. And so I thought, yeah, certainly I can help her. And I do a lot of presentation coaching in my day job. So I thought for sure, yes, this is something I'd love to do. So I get her on the phone and we start talking, and I said, give me an overview of what you're going to talk about, or actually just run through it. So she goes on to talk about how the benefits of meditation and how it's so incredible, and it can help you with your energy, it can help reduce anxiety, and it can really help brain functioning. And she's going on and on. And I thought, okay, that's good. I like it. But I said, you know, give me a little bit about what got you into it. And then she begins to tell me a story about her family sitting down to dinner. And she has two young boys. They were aged 2 and 5 at the time. And she then goes on to say that her husband went downstairs to get something, and as they were having dinner, and they all heard a thud, and nobody knew what it was, and so she ends up sending her 5-year-old son downstairs to see where his father is, and finds his, and the son comes back upstairs and said, "Mommy, Daddy's in a really weird position. I don't know what happened." And then she runs downstairs and sees him. And apparently he hit his head on the way down and was unconscious. And unfortunately, it ends very badly, because within 2 weeks, he had passed away. And so then I asked her after that, I said, "Well, what did you do? How did you get through it?" She said, "Well, she went on some antidepressants. She went to some grief counselors and some counterparts of hers in the psychology world and in the psychologist world, sorry. And then she..." I said, "Well, how were those antidepressants for you?" She said, "They were terrible. They made me foggy. I was having a hard time, you know, just dealing with daily life on them, because I was just lethargic all the time." I said, "So how did you get through it?" And I brought her to the point of it was meditation, right? That's what got her not through it, but really helped her cope with this very difficult situation. So I looked at her and I said, "That's your opening. This is where you have to go, because if you tell that story, everybody in the room is now with you. Everybody in the world, everybody in that room is feeling the pain and the anguish and that moment of what you went through. And then everyone in that room is on your side and feels for you. And you've just created an amazing following within the room. And then from there, they're going to listen to every word you say." And then from there, we got into some structure about how you're going to move. But so the first thing is that's really important is if you are delivering any kind of talk or presentation, whether it's at work, whether it's in your personal life, you know, think about how you're going to start out. And a compelling story is probably the best way to captivate an audience's attention, right, and win them over. And that's the main idea or the main example of what you want to do right out of the gate when you start. Right? So it's that whole option of let's get their attention right away. And then once you get your attention in about 15 words or less, you got to tell them what you're going to talk about. And so for that, in her case, it was, you know, find a solution that is better than a pill without the side effects. And what are we talking about? It's meditation. So there's a quick overview on, you know, the main idea, right? And 15 words or less. And then once you get your main idea, you want to chunk it down to, you know, a few key critical points around that main idea. In her case, it was, you know, what are some of the benefits of meditation? And so we came with up with energy and clarity as one, ability to reduce anxiety is two, and increase brain functioning is three. And then from there, you go into energy and clarity and go through what it means for you, right? Energy and clarity, better sleep and you know, more creative space and you know, the ability to function more clearly over the course of a day. And then from and we go to into an anxiety where we look at the ability to have to stay calm in difficult situations, reducing things like road rage and those times when you just lose your edge and snap at your children or your family. And then we went into the brain functioning, and we talked about studies where we're shown where you've get, you know, increased gray matter on the brain, which is a positive thing, right? and how really it meditation has a dramatic improvement on brain functioning, and citing study after study. And so, and then you just boil it down to a bottom line, and, you know, and that bottom line was 8 minutes a day can truly change your life. And then the next steps for everybody was to say, okay, here's how you can incorporate it into your life, and here's what I'd like you to do. And it's just sort of making a personal contract with yourself. So if you see the structure really works. And, you know, we went through some different iterations on this, but the key to the game here is drawing people out right away, getting them to listen and like you right up front, then giving them, telling them in 15 words or less what you're going to, what you want them to take away from what you're going to say and really what the main idea is. And then breaking it down into three main areas in terms of where you should be, what you're going to cover, and then diving into each one of those three areas individually, then wrapping it up and giving them a bottom line, and then finally telling them what you want to do, what you want them to do as a result of listening. It's that simple. Yet most people, when they talk, they get very convoluted. So they get out of sequence. It becomes confusing. And people start thinking, when is this going to end? And so the idea here is get focused on the structure, make your structure very clear. And what that means is you've got to spend some time on the front end preparing for what it is you're doing. But if you run with the structure that I've just laid out, you're going to be much more straightforward. People are going to have a better understanding, and the takeaway is going to be much more powerful. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. I should tell you that I just heard about the TED Talk that this woman did, and I heard she absolutely did an amazing, amazing job. So I wanted to leave you with that. But I also want to suggest that if you have a presentation, if you have a talk, if you have some people that you need to convince to do something, think about the structure and how you're going to lay it out. Make it compelling, make it actionable if you can, and make people want to listen to what you have to say. And then in the end, tell them what you're looking for them to do.